Muy buenos días a todos. Welcome everybody. If you want to stand up for a second, I'm going to start with this moment with a little prayer. Gracias Dios por este tiempo. Te damos gloria y te damos honra a ti. We praise your name, Lord. We give you glory and we give you praise for everything you do, por todo lo que tú haces. Gracias por estar aquí hoy, porque donde dos o tres están en tu nombre, tú estás en medio de ellos. Where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are, Lord. And we are thankful for that, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may sit down. Bienvenidos, welcome a Mi Casa es Su Casa. Can you repeat that?
Mi Casa es Su Casa.
You say it again?
Mi Casa es Su Casa.
Which means?
There
you go. Hay un canto, vamos a comenzar con un canto. Quisiera, antes de que cantemos, before we sing, I want to make sure we welcome anybody who's here from our Constituent Conference Committee. I understand there's a number of people here. Can you stand up so that we recognize you? Anybody who's from that Constituency Conference Committee? Welcome. Welcome to the NU Chapel this morning. Now you can stand up again. We're going to sing together. And it's hard to be sitting when we sing this song. So the song says, Alégrense. These are two songs in Spanish we're going to sing. So Alégrense means be joyful. Rejoice. Rejoice. Alégrense. Can we say together, Alégrense?
Alégrense.
Say to tell somebody else, Alégrate. Clap your hands. Clap your hands to the Lord.
Alégrense, 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 alégrense. Los que confían en el Señor, alégrense con voces de júbilo. Exalte su nombre, porque Él nos defiende. Alégrense, alégrense.
Everybody, alégrense.
Alégrense, eso es. Alégrense, alégrense. Los que confían en el Señor, alégrense con voces de júbilo, exalten su nombre, porque Él nos defiende. Alégrense con voces de júbilo, exalten su nombre, porque Él nos defiende. Alégrense. Alégrense, alégrense,
everybody.
Alégrense, alégrense.
Once more.
Alégrense, 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 alégrense.
Clap your hands to the Lord. There you go. Yes.
Si tuviera fe como un grano de mostaza, eso lo dice el Señor. Si tuviera fe como un grano de mostaza, eso lo dice el Señor. Tú le dirías a esa montaña, muévete. Muévete, tú le dirías a esa montaña, muévete, muévete, esa montaña se moverá,
moverá,
se moverá, esa montaña se moverá,
moverá, se moverá,
esa montaña se moverá,
moverá, se moverá,
esa montaña se moverá,
moverá, se moverá.
Si tuvieras fe como un grano de mostaza, eso lo dice el Señor. Si tú vienes como un grano de mostaza, eso lo dice el Señor. Tú le dirás a la montaña, muévete, muévete. Tú le dirás a la montaña, muévete, muévete. Esa montaña se moverá.
Everybody,
esa montaña se moverá.
Se moverá,
se moverá,
esa montaña se moverá,
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 esa montaña se moverá,
moverá, moverá.
Esa montaña se moverá,
everybody,
moverá, se moverá.
Good morning, everyone. As the president of LS said, it's a pleasure to me to be here in front of you today. On September the 15th, we start with our annual Latino Heritage Month, and this celebration conveys different activities on campus, which I encourage you to attend to all of them, especially to our coffee break that we have today after chapel. Today, I also have the honor to introduce to you our guest speaker. He is the founder and the pastor of Manantial de Vida, a Mennonite church that is recognized as a bilingual and multicultural church. He studied a leadership course at the American Bible College and got an associate degree in Theological Seminary of New York. The vision of this pastor is to foster leaders and mentors and also to leave a legacy to our future generations. And his name is Pastor Malbaez, Juan Carlos Malbaez, so please give a hand to him. And he's also my pastor, and I'm very pleasure to introduce to him today. He also lives here in Harrisonburg with his wife and his children. And his wife is the co-founder of Manantial de Vida. Her wife, Wendy Malbaez, who is joining us today too. So please give another hand to Pastor Malbaez today.
Well, hello. Good morning. Mi casa es su casa. I need to mention that I do not have any political association with it, since it was a statement made by our ex-president. But that's good. Mi casa es su casa. First of all, I want to thank Lydia Machado for this invitation, the president of the Latino Alliance. Like she said, she's my daughter. She attends Manantial de Vida. Also want to thank Marvin Lorenzana, the director of the Multicultural Services here in Eastern Mennonite. He is an inspiration and a role model for our Latino community, and it's also a personal inspiration, so thank you, Marvin. Well, repeat with me. Mi casa es su casa. A little louder, please. Well, when I think about, I need to keep this close. You don't know me. I need to keep that close. When I think about home, casa, when I mention the word home, I have this sense of a place of comfort. When I mention the word home, it gives me a sense of a place where I can be free. Casa, home, it gives me a sense of a place where I'm accepted, and it gives me a sense of a place of belong. How many of you agree? Yes. Raise your hand. You agree? Home is a place that makes you feel comfortable. A place where you can be you. A place that you belong. Unfortunately, from the very beginning of human history, in many civilizations and societies, the opposite of this feeling of acceptance and belonging has been established by men. And instead, we have division and intolerance. Instead, we have persecution, racism, that has existed in some way or form. It was no different in Jesus' time here on the earth. He came with a message of love and forgiveness and acceptance to a society plagued with social religious divisions. This was a time which various groups intended to have a place in society, and they also have a profound desire to be accepted and be free. Those men and women do not have a place to call home. They were persecuted, murdered. These people, instead of living a freedom life, they live rejected, persecuted for their religious and their political leaders at the time. Presently, brothers and sisters, we found these groups all over the world. At this time, in this precise moment, today, now, people all over the world, they do not have a place to go home. They don't have a place where they feel accepted. They do not find tolerance. They do not find forgiveness. Our Lord Jesus Christ not only came with a radical kingdom message, but he also demonstrated that when it pertains to acceptance, there should not be any barriers or limitations due to language, color, religion, or tradition. He came to make a people feel loved and accepted. I'm going to mention two examples in John chapter 4. The first one, a story that you is well known. The story of the Samaritan woman who was high and well qualified to be denied a relation and a conversation with Jesus. This woman had a personal encounter with Jesus who demonstrated love and mercy regardless of the cultural and religious differences. You know that it was not possible that a rabbi talked to a Samaritan woman. This experience with Jesus changed her life, not only her life, it influenced an entire city. This experience led this woman to learn about genuine worship that had been unknown to her. Genuine worship. A woman in a city transformed by a simple act of acceptance in the midst of division and intolerance. I'm going to give you another example in Luke chapter 19. We read the story of a man named Zacchaeus, known to be a fraudster and sinner. That was enough qualifications to be rejected by a rabbi. But Jesus, like the Samaritan woman, come to him, and Zacchaeus have a personal encounter with him in which tolerance, respect, and acceptance was displayed once again. Regardless of the criticism, Jesus not only do an exceptional act to meet with Zacchaeus, but he also accepts to enter into his home. The actions of Jesus take this man to acknowledge his sin and change his lifestyle forever. Look at this. He committed himself to pay back every illegal profit he had gained. And that to me is a change. The message of love, compassion, and tolerance of Jesus was effective for one reason. He accepted, loved, and had compassion, but he did never hide the truth. In other words, we need to accept, have tolerance, compassion, and love, but we should never hide the truth. Only one man went to the cross. Only one man died for our sins. And his name is? Amen. Two stories, two examples of valuable virtues in which Jesus accepted the people. Without doubt, there are my brothers and sisters. I was going to say hermano, sorry. Without doubt, something similar is happening in many places in our circles. God's children are open to others regardless of their differences. God's children go all over the world being tolerant, hospitable, and showing love and compassion towards all people from every race, culture, religion, and nationality. That's what we do. Love and accept and be tolerant. These are excellent and good qualities. However, we must remember accepting others is not only what Jesus did. Every person who came into contact with Jesus Christ, without exception, experienced radical changes in their lives. I repeat this. Every person who had any contact with Jesus experienced a radical change. In other words, you and anybody cannot be the same after you have an encounter with him. Everybody in the scripture, in one way or the other, has a radical change. And this was a result of the powerful influence Jesus had. Therefore, we learn that Jesus not only embraced all people just to accept them, but his influence provoked a change in their lives as well. That was, and that is, his mission. To embrace people and to make them feel at home is good, but it's more powerful to make an influence and provoke a change in their lives. And most of all, guide them to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Because at the end of the day, we do believe in eternal life. For example, it's more gainful if a drug addict, a person struggling with addictions, gets to know Jesus Christ as his personal Savior and change his way, just to simply feel accepted by others. Accept and love people, no matter what, is good, but it's not enough. Accept and love people, no matter what, is excellent. It is good, but it's not enough. Because at the end, if we impact by our testimony and present Jesus Christ, that has an impact on eternity. Nine years ago, a local congregation, Ridgeway Mennonite Church, accepted into their family of faith a young couple who were culturally different from them. This couple was received into this congregation with love, hospitality, tolerance, and acceptance. This couple met of a construction worker and an EMU graduate are grateful for the opportunity that God has given them to serve and influence others as they walk with Jesus Christ. The hospitable action of making this young couple feel at home produced fruit, and they gave birth to a whole new community, Manantial de Vida Mennonite Church, the first Hispanic Mennonite Church in Harrisonburg. Presently, Manantial de Vida works in mentoring and concentrates in the spiritual growth of every person that comes seeking acceptance. That man today is thankful for your attention. I have been accepted. I have been loved. And that's what I do. Accept and love. Regardless of the age, the color, the language. But when it comes to spirituality, I cannot hide the truth. I have friends from the mosque. I have friends from the Catholic Church, and they know where I stand. Jesus Christ is the only one who went to the cross. And that's the only way, the truth, and the life. Let us pray. Father, we came to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the honor to serve you and for the privilege to be called your children. We acknowledge the calling to love and accept as we have been accepted by others and by you. Holy Spirit, guide us and help us to demonstrate your love and mercy to men and women who at this time, in this city, in our city, feel rejected and feel not accepted, especially for those that are walking around, wandering around, and they do not have a place to go home. We declare that while we show love and compassion, you and your power will flow through us. Father, we pray and give you thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you. My God bless you.